USA Radio News.
Today, Gina Haspel became the first woman to be the director of the CIA. She was sworn in earlier today by Vice President Mike Pence, and President Trump said a few words as well, but we also heard from Haspel about what this means to her.
I would not be standing before you today if not for the remarkable courage and dedication displayed by generations of OSS and agency women.
Moments ago at the White House, President Trump held a ceremony for NASCAR Cup Series champion Martin Truex Jr.
You won 8 races, including 4 wins in the NASCAR playoffs. Throughout the season, you earned 19 top 5 finishes and led more than 2,000 laps. Does it get lonely being in front? Not at all. Never, right? I had a feeling he might say that.
One of the big applause lines of the event was when President Trump said NASCAR fans and folks always stand for the national anthem. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Senator Rand Paul is causing quite a ruckus these days. First, he came out and voted against President Trump's nominee for the next CIA, Gina Haspel. Now, she was confirmed anyways. And Senator Paul has some strong words for one of his colleagues in the Senate, Lindsey Graham.
You know, I think Lindsey Graham's not really a conservative. I would call him a big government Republican. To him, feeding the military-industrial complex is his priority. It really isn't balancing the budget. But most Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, say they are for a balanced budget amendment. The amendment they have voted for says we would balance in 5 years. So I think there's a bit of hypocrisy in that they say, oh, yes, I'm for the balanced budget amendment, and they vote for it. But then when it comes to actually voting for a budget that balances in 5 years, they won't do it.
In a tweet today, Netflix said it has reached a deal with Barack and Michelle Obama to produce material for the streaming company. The Obamas will produce films and series for the service. And finally, your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up right around 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A federal district court judge has dismissed a case filed by a former Fox News anchor, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
That judge rejecting wiretapping claims from Andrea Tenteros. She had premised her allegations on malware being placed on her computer, attempts to wipe her BlackBerry device, and the surreptitious recording of women in the wardrobe department of that cable news network. Tenteros alleging the surveillance by the cable news channel occurred after its top executive sexually harassed her. In his ruling, the judge said that Tenteros' complaint was based primarily on speculation and conjecture. Daniels held that Tenteros had not shown that her computer was actually hacked, only that Fox News had the capability to monitor her computer. She also failed, the judge said, to show that Roger Ailes, the late former CEO of the network, had actually monitored her while she was changing clothes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some of the first funerals are starting to take place this week in Santa Fe, Texas, for the victims of the school shooting that took place last week. Rome Schubert was shot, but he survived.
I got about 100, 200 feet away from the art room, and I saw some blood on me. No idea I had even been shot. Somebody came up behind me and said, "You've been shot," and I thought it was somebody else's blood.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1881 when the American Red Cross was founded. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.